What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and guys, finally, after I don't know how many years, it has been so long since this team has been in the postseason. You guys don't know what it feels like to be a Giants fan. You guys don't know how much every Giants fan in the world deserves this. Because we do. I have a lot, but nothing but positive things to say. I think it's very clear and simple to say that this was the best game that the New York Giants have played as a whole. First of all, Daniel Jones. My brother, Daniel freaking fracking Jones. Daniel Jones was amazing. The guy ran for two touchdowns, threw for two touchdowns, didn't turn the ball over once. The defense was amazing. You know, everything was just amazing. And you guys want to know the difference with this win? Giants fans all over MetLife Stadium were cheering Daniel Jones' name. You know why? Because they know, just like me, that this guy is the answer. This guy took us to the postseason with a bad receiving core and a new system and a young team. Daniel Jones did that. Brian Daboll is clearly the future of this organization. You know, Joe Shane is clearly the future of this organization. And now there's reports saying that the Giants are planning to bring back Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. And what have I been telling all of you guys for the past week or so? I said the New York Giants, they're going to bring back both of these guys. You know, this was a big game for us against a team that we should have beaten, and we did. We didn't make any mistakes. It was just a great day for New York Giants football. You know, now we have an extra 2 weeks off because I'm pretty sure Brian Daboll is not going to start any of his players. Because, you know, once you clinched your playoff berth, you're all good. So I wouldn't be surprised if Brian Daboll and Joe Shane decide to agree on sitting their starters out and just putting the backups in, you know, because you want to make sure your players are fully rested until the postseason comes around. So this is a big one, like even though it was against a 4-1 Colts team, we did what we had to do, you know, because I'm pretty sure none of us Giants fans wanted to deal with the Eagles, especially when the Eagles lost to the Saints, you know. So this was a win that we very much needed, you know, and I'm pretty sure that the media and all these social media platforms are going to dig they're going to talk so much about the Giants, you know, because obviously this is a big franchise this is just a big franchise that plays in one of the biggest supermarkets in the world, one of the biggest cities in the world. So you're going to constantly hear the New York Giants pop up, you know? So yeah, guys, but you know, I'm just glad, you know, I'm happy that Giants fans are starting to accept Daniel Jones. He was amazing today. Daniel Jones had the most rushing yards out of every player in the offense, you know? But this is a big win. And another thing I want to add, the offensive line looks better. The offensive line, you know, I don't believe he got sacked today, you know, so I think that's something that, you know, Giants fans need to be excited about, you know, but hey, Giants fans, let's just enjoy this win, and let's get ready for January. You know, we're technically already in January, you know, but let's get ready for the postseason, and let's cheer our Giants on. You know, the future's bright. That's all I gotta say. But until then, guys, I'll see you guys on Wednesday when I do the last week of picks, which is week number 18. And all the guys, I just want to thank you all for, you know, joining me on this crazy journey through the NFL season, you know, especially through the Brian Daboll era, you know, it's just begun, you know, in the beginning, looks very amazing, you know, we're just getting started. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'll see you guys tomorrow. But until then, I'm out. Peace. And I also hope you all have a wonderful, happy New Year's. But until then, I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm out. Peace.